Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta, who's serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled, A Light Will Shine on Us Today.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. A light will shine on us this day. Psalm 97 today makes us repeat the good news. A light will shine on us this day. Meditating on this verse, I asked myself if this was just a repetition of words written by the psalmist, a promise made many centuries ago, or is it good news being promised to us in our days, today? As Christmas is not just a commemoration of something glorious and important that belongs to history, our celebration this day makes it very real, and we are invited to pay attention. A light will shine on us this day, the psalmist says, and we ask, what light is this? The psalmist answers us, it is the Lord born for us. So we ask again, who is this light? It is Christ the Lord. The angels who gave the good news to the shepherds, who were keeping watch over their flock by night, said to them, If you go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. This is good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. Indeed, this is good news, wrapped in a human body, in human history, and it is good news that comes to us today. This good news comes through the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, during which our Lord comes to us every day, through his words and in the outer signs of bread and wine, small things that hide from our sight the immense beauty of Christ's glory, that our heart and our mind and our whole being are unable to experience while still alive on earth. This is the mystery of faith, we are reminded in every Mass we celebrate. It is the same mystery of faith that Mary and Joseph and the shepherds faced when holding the child Jesus in their arms. It is the same mystery we face when we look at the crucified Jesus, the risen Lord, now in his Father's glorious embrace. Small things in God's hands bring to us splendid mysteries. A newborn child, consecrated bread and wine, a crucified and resurrected man. Who is the light that will shine on us today? It is the man God in the mystery of the Incarnation, the Eucharistic mystery, and the mystery of our redemption. But today he will also shine on us in this threefold mystery through the good news we read in today's Gospel selection. In it we meet with two main personages, the shepherds and the child's mother, Mary. Luke tells us that the shepherds went to Bethlehem and they made known to Mary, Joseph, and others who could hear them the message which had been told them concerning this child. In this, the humble shepherds became preachers of the word, through whom God wanted to share his message of endless love that knows no limit. In a way, the angels sent them on mission to announce the good news, to bring joy to all mankind, a message Jesus himself would repeat later, as reported by John, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." It is the same mission the risen Lord gave to his disciples. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, teaching them everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always." Luke tells us that Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And this is contemplation of the mystery in order to be able to play her part in it. For she is the first and foremost disciple. Her share in the wedding feast at Cana, at the beginning of her son's ministry, was to tell the servers, "Do whatever my son tells you." This is the preaching Mary is repeating in these and other words from that day in Cana up to our days. All this brings to my mind the motto Dominicans treasure so much, and which is the leading light of their religious life: to contemplate and to give to others the fruit of their contemplation. This Mary did with words and deeds. This the shepherds did in their share in the Christmas story. This the apostles and other disciples did in a way that, notwithstanding their limitations, but filled with the Holy Spirit, Christ's message was spread among all nations. We are called to do the same thing and accept the light that shines on us today in order to become disciples who contemplate God's mysteries and share the fruits of our own contemplation to the world around us.